Warning! The following content may be disturbing for some people. Listener discretion is advised. It's the Darren Copeland Experience, right here on Mile High Sports Radio.
You know this Nuggets game?
Yeah.
Feels a little bit like, do you watch bike racing? Like long distance bike racing? Do you ever watch that? Like the Tour de France?
Oh, like the Tour de France. Okay.
Yeah, I have watched. Only the Tour de France.
Yes,
you shouldn't watch anything else unless you are not from this country.
I have watched the Tour de France, yes.
Okay, so you know in those long rolls where some guy decides like, you know, this is a 200-mile course, and now the first guy goes out, you know, and he bursts away on the breakaway, right? And so it's like one guy all alone by himself, and then towards the end of the race, it's the whole peloton, and you're trying to find out whether or not he's going to make it or whether the peloton's going to get him. That's what it feels like with the Nuggets and the Warriors right now.
I don't know
now.
What a peloton is.
Oh, a peloton is a peloton. Peloton is like a lot of the so the main group of the bicyclists.
The main body of bikers.
Yes.
So you could have just said the whole group was catching up to him.
Yeah, sorry, but I was thinking, you know, I was thinking bicycle, you know, I get into bike. Hey, listen, when I get into bike mode, I get into bike mode.
Fair enough. I get it. You know, I could just say guy who snaps the ball to quarterback, but I have to call him a center because I get into football mode.
Yes, you do.
I know how that feels.
Hey, listen, I'm using the technical term.
I'm not belittling you. I'm just saying I've never actually heard it called that before. So I'm impressed. I learned something new tonight.
All right. Well, you know what? I was before the break, I was asking you if you knew what happened today in sports. Big day.
Let's see. I know that Connecticut women were going for their 100th win, like anyone cares.
Well, that was a big game, but that's not what I was talking about. Pitchers and catchers report today. Yay!
Oh, yay!
It's the start of baseball season.
That makes me feel happy. I like this song. Is this like yacht rock? Does this count as yacht rock?
I want to hear you sing this.
Baseball.
But I want to hear you sing it as like. I want to hear you sing it as like. Alexander. Like, no. I want to hear you sing it like. I don't know. Like Genghis Khan.
I'm not going to sing this song like.
Willie and the Duke.
I'm not going to sing that. Like, that's too good of a song to mess up with Genghis Khan.
What?
I like that song.
Come on.
I do.
No song by him is, except for Short People. Short People, because they don't have a reason to live, is the best.
That's Randy Newman, right?
Yes, it is.
Yeah. He's got some good stuff. I like some of his stuff.
Yep. So pitchers and catchers today.
Okay, good. Very happy
All right.
about that.
Trevor Story was seen in the batting cage getting an early start, you know, coming back from his injury.
Yeah.
There's optimism. There is optimism there because last year, the casinos put the number of wins that the Rockies were going to win at like 72, and they won 70 more than that. You know, I don't know how exactly it was.
Yeah.
So this year they are 77 rather, is their under over.
See, I think they could actually get to 90. I do. I don't think they win the division with 90, but I think they can make the playoffs. If their bullpen gets better. Last year, our starting pitchers actually
they got that guy
pretty solid.
Well.
Hey, listen, they were young and they showed a lot of promise, and that's what you want. They get better. If they can just continue to get better. We lost a lot of games last year because our bullpen just imploded. I mean, there were many games we were blowing leads.
But, I mean, they, you know, let's hope that they get back. But
that's
then,
the
I
bullpen.
Mean, we still don't have a first baseman.
Eh. You know what? I just watched Moneyball the other day, and
they
didn't need a first baseman. They got a guy to play first base.
It's incredibly difficult.
That didn't even play first base.
Yes, and they had problems.
Well, they went to the playoffs on like a $3 million like team salary or something. It was ridiculous. I get it. I played first base in baseball.
I played left out in baseball.
And first base is a technical position, and it's a tough position. But let's be honest, Colorado's been blessed for 20 years with amazing first basemen. We had the Big Cat, and we had Helton.
Yep. So, and Justin Morneau. Don't forget Justin Morneau.
Justin Morneau.
Don't forget, you know, that one guy.
That one guy.
Yeah, don't forget him.
That guy.
Don't forget. Hey, you making fun of me? You making fun of me?
I am.
I told you not to forget him, and you forgot him. Now I forgot him. Now none of us are going to remember him because you forgot. I told you not to forget him. You weren't going to forget him. See?
Too late.
I needed you to forget him because I was going to forget him. I needed you to remember.
I forgot.
Yes. Then that's where we're in the problem we have because we don't know any more first basemen. Who? I hear he plays first base.
Well, you know, from what I understand, the Rockies farm system is pretty stocked. Like, they've got some really good
They
young
are
players.
Not fish. They are not fish.
I'm just saying, that I understand that our farm system's pretty good. We've got a lot of young players that could come in and step up and take that first base spot. So I'm not worried about not having a first baseman. I mean, they're not going to beat the Dodgers or Giants.
Why? They have had a winning record against some of those teams.
I get it. I just don't think they sat Kevin Durant down.
And that's the ball game.
That's the ball game.
As they say over the other one, it is over.
I think they could win well more than 70, 80 games.
How about this as a nickname? We were talking about nicknames earlier.
Yeah.
The best and worst nicknames because he says the millennials are stupid and can't do anything right anymore.
Who?
You said that.
No.
Yeah, you said that.
I said they do a poor job of nicknaming.
Yes. Okay. So here's Bill Elliott, the card racer. He was Awesome Bill from Dawsonville. You like that one?
It's okay. It's okay. I think if you're going to have a nickname, it really should have your name actually in the nickname.
The Flying Tomato, of course.
That's a good one.
The Microwave.
Ah, Vinny.
I like this one. Obi-Wan Ginobili.
Okay.
Obi-Wan Ginobili. Come on.
I like
come
that
on.
One. That's
come
pretty good.
On. My kid, by the way, was their daycare, speaking of Obi-Wan Kenobi, had Star Wars Day like last week where they all dressed up as Star Wars.
Nice.
And I was like, no, it's not right. There's only one day that is Star Wars Day, and that is May the 4th.
May the 4th be with you.
Always.
No.
And I told him, and I complained about it because, you know, listen, there's traditions. You know, it used to be Lincoln and Washington's birthday. Now it's just presidents.
I'm okay with that. You know, to be fair, there's been so many Star Wars movies now. I mean, think about it. When your kids are old enough to truly appreciate Star Wars, we're going to be almost at the end of the third trilogy, or the second trilogy. There will have been seven
movies.
It
will literally be a long time ago in a galaxy far, far away.
They started making these movies when I was like 7 years old. Jesus, that's a long time. Now it also reminds me that I'm old.
Oh, you're old, 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 you're really, really old. You're really, really old, you're old, you're old, you're old, you're old. You're really, 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 really old.
Thank you.
Does that make you feel any better?
No, it does not. It does not make me feel better at all. But I do appreciate the effort. It's kind of self-defeating, though, when the song does nothing but remind you that you're old. Should be something like, hey, you're old, I hope you don't die, please.
Mine was better.
Yes, yours was better.
You don't always need to listen to the lyrics, man. Sometimes you just want to listen to the melody.
It's hard not to listen to the lyrics when the only thing it's saying is you're old, you're old, you're old, you're old. That's kind of like it's not taking a lot of listening skills there for that one.
Well, here, let's try it again.
All right.
All right. You're old, you're old, you're old, you're old, you're old, you're old, you're old. You're really, 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 really old.
Yeah, kind of same thing. Still didn't help. Real quick before we go.
Yeah.
Best nickname in Denver sports history. You have a few to choose from.
Well, I like Big Cat was one.
Yeah, I mean that's
Matador. I liked
Vinny Castilla.
Tulo, of course.
That's just his last name.
Stupid, basically. Yes.
I'm going to go with the Sheriff for John Elway.
I go with God as John Elway. John Elway is God.
In Elway we trust.
It's the Darren Copeland Experience. More with Darren after this.